All right. Here's another guy who's been around for a while, and he loves the outdoors every bit as much as John does. He is the Honorable Mike Holland, Minister of Energy and Resources Development, Province of New Brunswick. And one heck of a guy and a great angler, loves to spend time in the outdoors. And he recently had an opportunity to spend some time with the Fishing Canada crew who were down there shooting. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good. Thanks, buddy. How are things in New Brunswick?
Well, things are great in New Brunswick. I'm calling in from the Turkey Woods of Maine right now, actually.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Mike, first of all, thank you very much. I know you worked with Pete and the Fishing Canada crew last season on an episode. We're going to be down your neck of the woods, I guess, later on this year, enjoying some of that incredible striper bass fishery that you guys have got. Tell us a little bit about that, will you?
Well, I mean, you've got a province that's flanked on a number of sides with some great tidal water. And, of course, this striped bass fishery, striped bass have been in the waters of New Brunswick for a long, long time. But as of late, they've become something of a fond fish to go after. As anybody that's fished them knows, once you hook one of those for the first time, you know you got something on the other end of the line, and the volume of them, the population, the quality of that fishery is just going through the roof. So you know there's a number of different areas, everything from small little inlets that feed into the bays to large sections of river. Man, it's an exciting opportunity. If you haven't had a chance to do it, well, it's a bucket list item for sure.
Oh, without question, we had the first opportunity to sample them about 6 years ago. We shot an episode on the stripers, and then we've been back, I think, just about every year since then. Is it my imagination, or is it getting better and better each of the last 6 years?
Well, it is getting better and better, and, I mean, we've got some great folks in the province of New Brunswick who worked very hard to take what was a fledgling opportunity and to turn it into a world-class event. This Friday, I'm going to be on the Miramichi River with the folks from the Miramichi Striper Cup to do, yes, a little bit of pre-fishing. But, you know, Jeff Wilson, the city of Miramichi, just a whole crew of people have shown the world, really, that we've got something that's really good to offer. So it's by good management as well as good luck, but there's a lot of folks that are really promoting this opportunity, and people are coming from all over to experience it.
Well, Jeff is one of your greatest ambassadors for sure, and he was instrumental in making sure we got down there and shot a Fishing Canada episode of the event. It's nothing to be on that river during the peak run is like nothing I have ever seen or experienced anywhere in the world in terms of a fishery before. It is breathtaking. The number of fish.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's just out of this world. It's unbelievable. So, yeah. And I'm assuming that every year you're getting more and more people coming down and enjoying it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I've just recently been elected and put in the position of Minister of Natural Resources. But I got about 40 years of the experiencing the natural resources of New Brunswick. So I've worked very hard to connect both my department, the Department of Tourism, also departments of economic development, show them that our hunting heritage, our outdoor lifestyle, our fishing history is something that not only is amazing and something that we can enjoy, but it's something that we can promote. We've got world-class opportunities here in the province of New Brunswick. We talked about the Miramichi Striper Cup. The B1 fishing crew just did, yes, their first smallie tournament in, yeah, Nakawik. There's a huge one planned for the fall. We're showing very much that we're open for business as it relates to outdoor tourism in New Brunswick. That's a paradigm that I've been working very hard to shift in my role. And, yeah, and every day that I'm lucky enough to be in the job, I'm going to continue to raise the flag that New Brunswick is open for business as it relates to the outdoors.
And I want to talk to you about a couple of other things, too. First of all, the wonderful infrastructure that's already in place to house all of these people to come and enjoy this fishery. And I also want to talk to you about another up-and-comer you've got that is brand new as well. But can you sit tight for just a minute for us, Mike? I've got to take a quick break.
Yeah, sure thing.
The Honorable Mike Holland on the line, Minister of Energy and Resources and Development for the province of New Brunswick. More Journal after this one. Should dare go away. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie over there, Derek Brandeis over there, and then we got Jessica Ellis over there. Before we get on to our guest, who's been nice to hold for us while we were on break, I just want to remind the folks, the Mercury Outboard 9.9 giveaway is in full swing. We're in leg number 3 of 9. We've already given away 2 9.9s in past 2 months, and we are currently scheduled to give another one away on the 17th of June. All you need to do is go to fishingcanada.com, push the enter contest button. It'll take you to a page where you will be asked a skill testing question.
Yes.
With 4 answers, one of them being correct. If you do not think you have the answer, just push the hint button and it will pop up for you. How's that?
Be simple.
Put that ballot in the box, and then the game will be to come back as often as you can before the next draw. You're available to re-enter every 24 hours. Our last winner from Kitchener, Brett Reed, said he had 35 ballots in the box, and he ended up winning a 9.9 on the 15th of May. And we have 7 more to go, 7 months, 7 more motors. Make sure you get in there and get in there often. That's fishingcanada.com. Enter the Fishing Canada Mercury 9.9 Great Motor Giveaway. There you go. On the line with us still is the Honorable Mike Holland. He is the Minister of many things, including energy and resource and development for the province of New Brunswick. A tremendous outdoors person, a great spokesperson for the province of New Brunswick. And as he said himself, in a previous segment, his goal is to make sure the whole world knows about his province before it's all over, about the wonderful fisheries. I mentioned to you, Mike, that you guys have got some of the best infrastructure in place that makes your job fairly easy. Your accommodations, your meals, your roads, your, like, everything is there. It's fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've been working for a long time to be ready for company. And when folks arrive, you know, it's one thing to catch fish. It's one thing to enjoy the reason why you came. But the entire experience, I mean, when it comes to the fact we've got national, provincial parks, we've got stunning views. There's so much to come and see that we want folks to come for the period of time when you're engaged in a tournament or whatnot. But we got a lot of reasons why you could stay for a couple of days before and a couple of days after as well.
Oh, boy, do you ever. That's an understatement if I ever heard one, let me tell you, my friend. I have spent a lot of time down there, and I can tell you there is not a more entertaining province in this country than New Brunswick, and more importantly, the folks of New Brunswick. You guys are incredible.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me about something that, you know, is very near and dear to my heart, and that is your muskie fishery. What can you tell me about it? I mean, it's you know, it's one of those things right now in New Brunswick where I most folks aren't really sure what to think of it. Of course, you know, some people think it's the nasty invader, the monster that's eating away at all of our salmon and salmon stocks, and other folks embrace it and say, hey, look at this brand new toy we could play with. So it's one of those deals.
I think it's a situation where it is maybe a species that wasn't here prior to the recent history. But at the end of the day, is it a reality that we're going to be able to go through the river system and eradicate them? No. I mean, at the end of the day, we want a diverse species of fish in the river. And have you ever caught one? Obviously, yes. Right.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're incredible. Yeah. I was down there. I shot a program down there, and I caught a 44-incher. I mean, it was a massive. Yeah. And, you know, what's really incredible about your muskie is that they're fat. That 44-incher I caught had the girth of about a 50-plus fish. So it was massive.
Well, my role in minister responsible for the natural resources is, of course, the protection of the resource first and foremost. The Atlantic salmon is, of course, a mainstay of the province of New Brunswick. And there's a lot of work we're doing to ensure that we're on top of and doing everything we can to stabilize those population levels. It built the province. It's worth a significant amount of money. And not to mention the fact it's a part of our history. So that is something that we're working a great deal on preserving. While at the same time, though, I think it's both and, not either or. And I don't want to see anything done at the expense of another opportunity. And the Muskies are definitely an opportunity that we need to work on finding out how we can build on, enhance. I mean, this is a species it's the fish of 10,000 cast, right? I mean, yeah. And then on that 9,999th cast, when you hook it, like, you're talking, if you've never caught them, it can be the fish of a lifetime. So it is an opportunity. It is an absolute opportunity. A toy to play with? Absolutely. Under my watch, I want to see the entire St. John River Valley down in through the southern part of the province. It's a warmer water section. It can be a playground for so many different species that we can become known as a place where we've got Atlantic salmon fishing that's above reproach. And then within a very short distance of time, you can be into stripers. You can be into muskie. You know, you've got young ones you want to teach them. You got white and yellow perch. We've got trout. Yeah. We've got smallmouth. I mean, like, come to New Brunswick to fish chain pickerel. Man, you know what? You're gonna have something for everybody.
You got everything, man. There's a lot of provinces that are have-nots when it comes to fishery, but you guys have got it all, whether it's freshwater or saltwater. Everything is there. And like I said before, one of the most amazing things about New Brunswick, and I say this every time I have the pleasure of traveling and journeying down your way, you've got such incredible infrastructure. You know, launch ramps everywhere. You can put a boat in. You don't have, and they're public. I mean, it's just a great place to be a boater and an angler, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And it's not a joke to me, or it's not just a job to me to be in the position that I'm in, because it gives me a unique opportunity to take the experience I have, the relationships I've built up over decades, and ensure that the right stakeholders are at the table, because it's awful easy to get focused on governance and policy and forget the essence of the resource. And so hopefully, you know, every time I have a chance, I bring people to the table. I bring folks from the salmon federations to the boardroom table, B1, the Striper Cup. Those guys have all sat at my table, and that's been different than ever before. And I want the sports people to know that right from the minister's desk down, it's an open door. And you know, if you've got an idea that's going to enhance and make our fisheries and our province and our outdoor legacy better, we're up for it. So it's a privilege, like, to be able to speak to you about something I love so much in a province I love so much. Like, it's an honor to be able to talk and have this as something I do for a living.
Mike, I'm going to pass you the biggest compliment I could right now. On the previous hour of this show, I had a very good friend on the program. He, too, is a minister of natural resources and forestry in this province. His name is John Jakubowski. I don't know whether you know him or not, but you are as close to a clone of Jakubowski as I have ever heard in my life, and that is such a pleasure. It's so to hear that genuine love and passion for the resource is just, it doesn't normally happen in government. People aren't put in the positions because they know anything about it, as you know. They just end up in those positions. But you and John both, man, like, talk about being built for the job. It was an absolute pleasure talking to you today, my friend. And I'm eagerly anticipating our get-together later on in the year when we come down and shoot a show with you.
You will be so sick and tired of hearing about how wonderful New Brunswick is by the time we're done spending time on a boat that it won't be funny. I'm really looking forward to that, too.
Thank you, Mike, and we'll talk to you soon. Safe travels, my friend.
Take care.
The Honorable Mike Holland, Minister of Energy and Resources Development for the province of New Brunswick.